Remember the prophetic word. The prophetic word that God gave us some years ago. And to me especially, that I will not be an echo, but I will be a voice. A voice for the Lord. And I'm praying for someone today that you will not be an echo. You know what an echo is? Usually when sound comes, it hits the wall and just bounces off the wall as an echo. But a voice speaks from within. We're going to have an unusual meeting today, and I want us to know that. I wanted the children to go. I was asking the Lord what to do, but everyone, including the children and the teachers, we are going to pray, and the anointing of God will come upon everybody today. And I want us to start asking for something unusual. We're going to pray for two things today. You are going to ask God for two things. Just two. And I will share with us from John chapter 5. We will ask for two things. You may not know what the two things are now, but then let me just read the scripture, and then within the scripture, the two things will come. And I pray you will ask and you will not ask amiss. And let me say this ahead of time. If it can be explained, then it is not a miracle. Let me repeat that two times. If it can be explained, then it is not a miracle. So the two things you are going to ask for is what God alone can do. And peradventure you are here today and you don't believe in God, you don't believe in Jesus, I want to say big congratulations to you. Or you're watching online. Because what is about to happen to you today doesn't require you believing. It will just happen. When God said, let there be light, whether the earth believed it or not, there was light. That is the season, that's the moment, that's what's going to happen today. And I had an unusual encounter this weekend. And the encounter was very simple. I was taken back to my very foundation. The very foundation of my faith. How my journey in God began. I never believed in God. And that's the plain truth. I never believed. But then a miracle happened in my life. And I don't want to bore you with the whole story, but a miracle happened in my life. And God is reminding me that I was birthed into the miraculous. And I've seen miracles since 1986. And that we're going to begin to see more miracles now. But let me explain. Let me explain quickly. We'll pray and let's see where God will take us. But I want us to bow our heads. If you can bow or just pray, say a simple prayer. Jesus said three things: ask, seek, and knock. I'm happy to see some faces here today that God showed me over the weekend. So I know that this is God. God showed me some faces. So I'm not going to embarrass anybody. But some faces I've not seen for a while. And we're just going to move by the Spirit of God today in the miraculous. So just ask, Okay? The simple prayer I prayed 30-something years ago was, God, if you are real, if you are real, then reveal yourself to me. That's a simple prayer. So whether you believe in God or not, just pray that simple prayer. Because it will even help you if you don't believe that God, yeah, if it is true that you are real, if you exist, if there is a being called God. And please, children, I will advise you to pray this prayer early in your life. If you can hear me and you can understand what I'm saying, just pray that simple prayer. Some of you, your parents have been dragging you to church. They just drag you. They drag you. You have no choice. So please, can we agree to just pray that prayer? God, if you are real, if you exist in deed and in truth, reveal yourself to me. Not hearsay, not what they are telling me. I want to know you. If truly you exist. Lord, I'm broken, but thank you for making me whole. I'm empty. I ask you, fill me. I receive a fresh outpouring upon my life, a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I receive you within me. Flow upon me, flow around, and flow within, and flow through. And thank you, because this is your promise, God. And if you are real, you are true to your word, that you will pour out your Spirit upon all, no exemption. So Lord, I'm praying upon everyone around this place, even not in this hall, but around this vicinity. Let your Spirit come upon all flesh. Let your presence in this L8 postcode, and peradventure those watching online, for one reason or the other they can't make it, but if you are watching online and you can make your way here, come quickly. There is that urgency I'm hearing. Pack your bag, come quickly. There is going to be a different touch, an unusual touch today. Father, I have given you the glory, and I ask you to take all the glory for that which you have done, for that which you are doing now, for what that which you're about to do and you're about to start. It is all for your glory, and we share nothing in your glory. John chapter 5, I will read from verse 1 to 15. I will speak as I hear, and the Holy Spirit will confirm every word with signs. John chapter 5, the Bible says, and after this there was a feast of the Jews. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Pardon me, I'm reading from the King James Version. Maybe you are seeing the New King James Version on your screen. But you know what? Just listen, okay? Just listen. You've prayed. If God is real, let God reveal himself. So just listen. Just listen. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt. In other words, let me just use modern language, blind, lame, paralyzed, withered. They were all waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, and whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. Verse 5, a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. Some of us are not up to 38 years, but let's do a little bit of mathematics, okay? Whatever your age is right now, subtract 38 from your age. So if you are 7 years old and you take away 38 years from your from seven, what do you get? Mathematicians in the house. Minus 31. Okay? So you subtract 38 from whatever your age is. So minus 31. Okay? So just subtract your age, whatever figure you get. Hold on to that number. So a certain man which had an infirmity 38 years, when Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had now been there a long time in that particular condition. And please note this, if there's any particular condition that you have been in for a while that's refused to change, it's just refused to go. So that's one of the things I will suggest you ask in prayer. Two things we said, so I've given you a clue of one. Something that has been there for a while and refused to go. And then Jesus came to this man, will you be made whole? In other words, do you want to become healed? Do you want to become well? Verse 7, the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Verse 10, then Jesus said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said to me, take up your bed and walk. Then they asked him, what man is there? What man is that which said to you, take up your bed and walk? In other words, who is the man who said to you to take up your bed and walk? And the man who was healed, listen to this, please, listen, did not know who Jesus was. For Jesus had withdrawn or conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Please, I want you to put your heart, your mind, and your finger on verse 13. The man who was healed did not know who Jesus was. Please, was this man a believer? Did this man know God? Did this man know Jesus? Was he healed according to this scripture? Did he believe? Was he a believer? No. He just heard the word, he followed the instruction, and healing happened. Without him knowing who Jesus was. Please listen and follow. Verse 14. Afterward, Jesus found him. Who is him? The man who didn't know Jesus, the man who was paralyzed for a long time, the man who was helpless, but only saw a stranger who told him, take up your bed and walk. And he took his bed and he found out he could walk. And he didn't know, nor believe who this man was, who Jesus was. Now, verse 14. Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, behold, in other words, see, you are well. You have been made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing happen to you. Verse 15. The man departed and told the Jews it was Jesus who had made him whole. I want to share with us four things and then we will pray. I want to talk to you and I today about permanent victory in Christ Jesus. Permanent victory in Christ Jesus. Now, let's look at the man who did not even know who Jesus was. Like some of us hearing or watching, you don't really believe. You don't know Jesus. And when I say no, you don't know him personally. You don't have a relationship. Some years ago, I remember I used to pastor in this city and in this country. And I was working in the bank. And because I was a pastor in that city and also a bank official, in those days, because this was many years ago, if people wanted to collect a certain amount of money, they needed some form of identification. In other words, if they had an ID, maybe their passport that shows their photograph and their face and their address, it was a valid identification. And some other forms of identification are not acceptable. So the other means of identification is to get somebody who knows you, who has an account in the bank, who can sign and say, I know you. I know this person, give him the money. So in other words, if the person runs away or collects money that don't belong to them, you are giving the bank the power to take the money or hold you responsible for identifying that person. The third option is if you knew somebody in the bank and the bank official can say, yes, I know this person. And they sign. And what that means is, as a bank official, if anything happens, goes wrong with the money that was released, you are held responsible. So I was a pastor in this city, and I was working in the bank. So I was a little bit of a public figure. I had a little bit of popularity. So people will come to the bank, and they want to collect money. And then they will ask them, where's your identification? Oh, I don't have. But I know somebody who works in this bank. And then they will say who. They will mention my name and I will come out. And then they will tell me, this person is about to collect money. You know them, sign. And I will look at the person. Sorry, I don't know you. Oh, no, we know you, Pastor Fola. You are the pastor of, Shekinah Parish, blah, 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 blah. They will mention the parish and everything. Oh, you are even in our parish the other day to preach. I said, thank you, but I don't know you. I don't know you. Because one, I don't know your name. I'm just seeing you. You see me on the stage. You're in the crowd. I don't see your face. I don't know you. I don't know your name. I don't know where you live. If I sign, you take the money, you go, and they ask me if something goes wrong, what's the name of the person you approved their money, the cash, has gone. I don't know what to say. So, you know what I used to do? I went from that good pastor to that bad pastor who doesn't identify people, because I refuse to sign that I know. Please, am I a bad person? You are saying no now. If it was you that came and I said, I don't know you, you won't say no. So I started having a bad reputation. Oh, that bank, don't go there. Yes, Pastor Fola is there, but he will never approve and assign and accept that he knows you. But I don't know you. Do you know that's the reality? Some of us, truly, we don't know God. And guess what? God doesn't know you. Because Jesus said, in the last days, some people will come and say, we did this in your name, we did that, we prophesied. But he will say, I don't know you. This man did not know Jesus, yet he experienced a miracle. Why? Because the Bible says the word of God does not return to God void. The word of God accomplishes what God pleases, prospers where God has sent it. The word is sent, his word. Two things. His word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. But Jesus brought something here. This man had a victory over 38 years, long-standing problem. He had a victory, resounding victory. A man, imagine 38 years coming for the past 38 years to the same spot and nothing changed. But one day, something changed because the word came. I'm telling somebody today, the word of God has come to you. This word today will heal you, deliver you from that which is destroying you. And listen, very few people are saying amen, because some of you are wondering, how is it possible? But listen, we're in that moment today, unusual, where God sovereignly will do that which only him can do, so that he alone will take the glory, and even you will recognize that this is the finger of God. But Jesus told this man, you've had a victory. If you want this victory to be permanent, there's something you should not do again. Verse 14. Jesus found him in the temple and said, what? See, you have been made whole. Sin no more. Because if you sin again, something worse than the 38 years of infirmity will come upon you. This man experienced a temporary victory, but Jesus was teaching him how to make his victory permanent, even though he didn't know God. Let me tell us, if you're hearing my voice, you're alive, you are achieving your dreams, your goals, you're working hard, you sleep, you wake up, you go to work, you work hard, you attribute it to your hard work, you study hard. Listen, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he reaps. If you work hard, work well, work smart, you will make money, you will be rich. You don't even need God. There are lots of people. They are doing very well, and they will tell you they don't believe in God. But that is just temporary victory. Permanent victory is when we sin no more. And what is sin? Let me just make it very simple. Anything that is not right before God is sin. That's the simplest definition. Anything. It can be right before your family, before your friends, before the community, before the government. You know, we're in a culture, what do they call it, council culture, where if people are there, there's a mob. You say something, even if it's right, even if you throw a scripture that this is what God is saying about this matter, they will come after you and counsel you. They will run down your business because you are trying to stand for God. A council culture. So it can be right in the eyes of the mob. If it's not right before God, it is sin. And something worse is potentially waiting to happen to anyone who continues in sin. I will close now and then we'll pray. Four things. Why we don't experience permanent victories. Number one, because of sin. And listen, everybody has sinned. You know the crazy thing? Even from the womb, because of the sin of your mother, the sin of your parents, it can be passed on to you. So we are born into sin. It's a matter of time you will start sinning. See, all these children we have, leave them, don't teach them, don't guide them, don't point them to the Lord. It's a matter of time. The Bible says a child that is left to himself or herself will bring shame to the mother or to the father. Is a matter of time. All have sinned. God recognizes that. All have fallen short of the glory of God. All. But that's not the end. The one who is life, the giver of life, the author of life, forgives all sin. All. I mean all. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Benefits, number one, he forgives all iniquities. And you know the beauty? He doesn't stop at forgiveness. He now heals what? All diseases. All. So if you want any disease to be healed, then you need a corresponding forgiveness of sin. That's a simple equation. Because of sin, we don't experience permanent victories. Number two, because we don't know or we forget who we are. Number three, we don't know whose we are. Number four, we don't know who is for us and who is against us. I will expand on that if the Lord permits. But miracles are happening right now. Please, let's pray. Miracles are happening right now. Two things. Holy Spirit, now that which only you can do. Ask for two things right now. But the first prayer we're going to pray, everybody. Father, please forgive me every sin I have sinned, everything I've done that is not right from the day I was conceived, from the day I was born. The Bible says God is able to save to the uttermost. please, you have a child that is slowly growing, they can't comprehend, you can intercede. Pray for your child. But everybody, please pray for yourself first. Lord, every sin I have sinned, I went through this weekend, I had to go back to my foundation. Whatever I've done that is not right in your eyes, whatever I've said that is not right, please pray. You're about to experience miracles right now. He forgives all. Let's take care of the all sin first. Let's take care of the all iniquities first. Every sin, everything. I hope you are praying. Please, I wish we would not waste this time today. I wish. It's an unusual, but I cannot do more than I'm doing right now. As led by the Spirit of God, I hope you are all. Everything I have done since I was conceived, since I was born, forgive me every sin up till now, even this morning, even when I came into this place. Please, if you are online, do the same. Every sin, everything I've done, God, even those of you who don't know God, you don't believe yet, but please just follow this word and instruction. This is take up your bed, walk. Every sin, everything I have done, forgive me. I cry for mercy. I cry mercy, mercy, mercy. He says, your sins, your iniquities will I. That's the promise. I will not remember them. God chooses not to remember. Not that he can't. He does not reward us according to our iniquities. He doesn't. He doesn't take account. But if we keep sinning, what we do will haunt us. What we'll do, we will experience victories temporarily, but we will not experience the permanent one. Please stop looking at me. Pray. Pray. I am a human being like you. I had to do this all weekend. All through the weekend. Everything I've done, every sin I've committed. Please, if you are, no matter how old you are, you can understand what I'm saying. Say, just from the day I was born, right from the day I was even conceived, every sin, mercy, mercy, I ask, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, oh God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. It is your promise that you will not remember my sins. It is your promise that the blood of Jesus, the Bible says, if we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. But when we confess our sins, it's faithful, it's just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus purges our conscience from all dead works. All. I thank you. Father, I thank you for forgiving me every sin I have sinned since I was born. And Father, I want to thank you that even to the uttermost, you have forgiven every sin till Adam. Till the first man and woman you created, you forgave. You forgave. So Lord, even beyond the time I was born, even before I was born, every sin my forefathers, foremothers, grandparents, ancestors, I ask, forgive. You have forgiven in Christ Jesus. The Bible says through one man, sin entered the world. Through one man, righteousness also came. God came and wiped off every sin back to Adam. Receive forgiveness right now. That's the first thing we're praying for. The second thing we're going to pray for, if it can be explained, then it is not a miracle. I want us to think and thank God right now for forgiving every sin you have committed. And then the second thing, Psalm 103, he forgives all iniquities, he heals all diseases. It's a miracle. Ask God right now. This is what he said he will do. This is what he said he has started doing. pray. Everybody pray. Father, I thank you. Because it's not by power, unless anyone should boast. It's not by might, it's by your spirit. We turn our lives, surrender totally to you now. Do that which only you can do. Please, where I come. It's not by power. It's not by mind. But by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by power. It's not by might. By my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by might. It's not by power. By my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain has been removed, says the Lord. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. Everybody stand to your feet. Don't worry, just sit down. Sit down. Don't stand. Just begin to ask right now. Ask for that miracle. Ask, 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 ask. Father, thank you for forgiving all iniquities. Thank you for healing all diseases. That's your word. And Lord, we hear your word. We hearken to your word. And we just simply obey. We simply obey. We simply obey. Just pray. Ask right now. My wife and I have never done this before. We were instructed over the weekend. We went away for a retreat with our general overseer. And the Spirit of God came. Thank God for men that God just raises in different generations. For His glory and to His glory alone. And Father, thank you for that which you spoke through your Son to us. Thank you for that which you imparted to us. Thank you. As you are imparting everyone here, thank you as we follow your instruction. We are instructed to pray for as many as whatever you've asked for, a miracle. And it's a double portion. That's what I heard. We have this anointing oil. The power of God is upon it. We prayed since last year's retreat. And the general overseer also prayed on this oil. But all glory be to God. It's not about the oil. It's about the power of God. God has instructed us. We are going to jointly lay hands on as many as want hands laid on them. My wife will lay hands on you. I will lay hands on you. And simply go back to your seat and thank God for everything you've asked for. Thank God. Thank God. Father, infuse this with your power. Thank you. As you have spoken, we simply obey. Thank you. Please keep on praying. It's not by power. It's not by mind. Please, if Sarah can just keep on singing that song and then go to Yahweh, Yahweh. Whosoever shall call upon the Lord, name of the Lord shall be saved. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. I've asked the ushers, I've given you instruction, and we just simply follow the instruction. If you want hands laid on you, we will just, the ushers, I've given them the instruction on how to direct. And it's a double portion. Every man, woman, boy, child, the Spirit of God is coming upon you. The power of God will overshadow you. You will experience miracles that cannot be explained. Cannot be explained. Cannot. Please, this is willing. We're not forcing anybody to come out. But if you are expectant, hungry, thirsty, I send out the word to some of us. Just keep on praying. Those of us who received the word this morning, please join us to pray. Can I just ask that you stretch your hands towards my wife and I first? Pray and pray that God in His glory, His Spirit will come upon within and through my wife and I right now. And to you, God uses vessels, God sovereignly. And those at home, I just pray the power of God. But that's why it's good to be present. If you cast four, please, I need help here.